views expressed by Dr. Joel Wallach and others on the following live paid program represent opinions of the participants only and do not necessarily represent those of the ZBS Radio Network's staff, management, advertisers, or affiliates. If something is said which you find offensive or with which you disagree, the ZBS Radio Network urges you to call the program in order to help us balance comment. This program is meant to present nutritional information only and is in no way meant to replace the advice of your medical doctor.
And now, the superstar of alternative health and purveyor of medical truth, Dr. Joel Wallach.
Hello and welcome to Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Dr. Joel Wallach, your host, a veterinarian and physician. And I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to die at 75.5 like their parents and grandparents. I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to be sick and miserable for the last 15 to 20 years of their life like their parents and grandparents. I am a conservative, and a lot of people say I treat them like dogs, but they do seem to get better. Now, if you have a personal health challenge you want to ask about, if you have a health challenge of a friend, a loved one, a workmate, or if you want to talk about medical politics or the home-based business opportunity, give us a call toll-free at 1-888-379-2552. Again, that's toll-free, 1-888-379-2552. Well, a couple of little bits of news here before we get into the monologue of today. Number one, fun thing, the Chula Vista Parkview Little League team in the World Series had defeated Taoyuan Taiwan 6-3 in the final game. And any American squad has not won the title since 1961. I mean, we're talking 48 years here, almost 50 years. So we're very, very proud of these guys, especially coming from Chula Vista, California, because last week, Chula Vista, California was declared the most boring city in the world because nothing bad or good ever happens here. Well, these guys just did a great job. I look at this, even though they're kind of like the 10 to 14-year-olds, this is in the same level of excitement as when the Americans beat the Russians in the Olympics in hockey, right? I mean, this is just, these Taiwanese kids are almost professional at that age, and here these little ragtag team from Chula Vista just whipped the snot out of them 6-3, and they did it in a gentlemanly way, and we're so proud of them for their behavior on the field and their behavior before the game, after the game, and so they made Chula Vista, they made California, and they made America proud. They're the world champions, literally the world champions. We're so proud of them. And then next, well, let's see here, the Dow is sort of flirting down today. It's down to 69 to 80, 69 to 80, 75. It's kind of whirling around, and they're all negative. And more jobs lost, and so it's not a good thing here. And so here's where Youngevity can really, really help America. Youngevity and Suzanne Summers and Doc Wallach, we can actually help America with all this health care remodeling or whatever you want to call it. They're working on doing this healthcare thing. And it's, oh, well, free enterprise didn't work for healthcare. That's because free enterprise was never put into play in healthcare. Let's see, Benjamin Rush, who was the first U.S. Surgeon General back in June of 1776, they were having a big argument about, you know, freedom of religion and freedom of for the press for the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. And he said at that time, remember, this is June of 1776, a month before the Declaration of Independence was signed, and he was making a push for having a section or amendment in the Constitution that said that we should have health freedom, just like we're going to have freedom of religion and freedom of the press and freedom of speech. We wanted health freedom also. He said because at that time they were having all these arguments between like 18 different types of doctors. There were herbalists and homeopaths and the doctors that used mercury for, you know, cleansing people out and so forth. And there was a whole wide range of doctors at that time. And he said there should be freedom of your choice of health care because if we didn't put that in the Constitution, remember this is 223 years ago. He said if we don't do that, that one class of men is the terms he used. One class of men would take over the health care industry, and it would become the bastille of health sciences, which is un-American and despotic. He said that 223 years ago, and his worst nightmares have come to play because we have not had free market situation in healthcare. It's all been MD, 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 and nobody has said, what about naturopathic doctors? What about herbalists? What about traditional Chinese medical doctors? What about Ayurvedic medical doctors? What about homeopaths? What about chiropractors? What about naturopathic physicians? And so forth. And so we really have a problem here because they're telling you one thing, but the reality is another. We have not had, again, freedom of choice when it comes to health care. There's been no free market situation because there's no free market situation. The government backs medical doctors, finito, that's it. And so I think if we were to sue them in federal court, and so I want everybody to call me and let's talk about this, if we were to sue them in federal court, we could get that changed. The government should not be backing one type of doctor. When President Obama says, oh, you get to keep your doctor, what about the northwest part of the United States where probably 60% of the people there don't have a medical doctor? All they've got is a naturopathic doctor or a traditional Chinese medical doctor or a homeopath or an herbalist, because up in the northwest, they don't like medical doctors, right? That's kind of interesting. Well, I want to now change subjects here a little bit because of the heat and so forth. I mean, you know, obviously this is, I can remember back in 1952. It was so hot, it was in triple digits every day for the whole month of August, I believe, not back in 1952. And it was just really awful. I mean, all you walked around on was in a swimming suit and didn't have thongs back then, it was just barefoot. It's amazing we all didn't catch hookworms and things. We'd all run around barefoot in a swimming suit, no shirts. I mean, it was just so hot. And so now there's, you know, this kind of goes in 50-year cycles. It goes in 50-year cycles. It's not like this is the first time there's been heat on Earth, right? There's been all these glaciations and ice ages, and then they melted. Somewhere there was heat in the deal. And so we just happen to be here right now. So I want you to think of Rebound FX as a fluid nutrient replacer. It comes in a 32-ounce concentrate. Put 1 ounce of the concentrate per 16 ounces of drinking water, or use a 2-ounce shot per 16 ounces of drinking water. And Rebound has 100 nutrients in it. Gatorade only has 2. What's better, 100 nutrients for the same price as 2? Well, 100's better than 2. So get Rebound, and Rebound. We'll be back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie after these messages.
And if you'd like to talk to Dr. Wallach today, we do have some open lines. Call us on the priority line at 831-685-1080. That's 831-685-1080. Lines open.
Hi, Judy DeVilbiss here. Think about tropical sun, tropical wind, tropical breeze. Think about the things that grow very easily there and how good they are. One of those things would be the noni. The noni fruit is just so good for so many things. Now, maybe you can't get to the tropics, and maybe you can't get out underneath the old palm tree. But what you can do is you can call your longevity distributor, and you can actually get some wonderful things called Noni Goose Juice. It's wonderful. It's a great immune system builder. It's good for so many things. Think Noni Goose Juice and give us a call. Do it now, because we want you to be a happy camper and think you're on the tropical beach in the nice tropical breeze.
For more information on this product or others you've heard about on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program, call your local longevity associate today. And don't forget to ask about home-based business opportunities.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled D-O-C, dot K-S-C-O, dot com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Tell everyone you know about the internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free at 1-888-379-2552. Again, that's toll-free, 1-888-379-2552. And if you want to get in shape, if you want to lose that pudgy tummy, if you need to lose 10, 25, 50, 75, 100 pounds or more, contact your Youngevity associate and ask them about that book, Hell's Kitchen. The subtitle is The Cause, Prevention, and Cure of Obesity. It also talks about type 2 diabetes and the metabolic syndrome. And when you get the book, Hell's Kitchen, from your Youngevity associate so you can know how to lose weight and keep it off, be sure to ask for that free CD by the same title, Hell's Kitchen. Okay, Doug, what pearls of wisdom do you have for us today?
Well, I thought we'd talk a bit about food allergies, as I've got two different news stories here regarding different types of food allergies, both of which are ones I've heard you talk about for the last several years in working with this show. Mm-hmm. This ABC News story, 60% of adults can't digest milk.
60%.
60%. And they actually broke it down into regions of the world where people come from as to how many. They actually are suggesting that rather than calling it lactose intolerance, they say that that actually is a bit of a misnomer, because in reality, most of us all start out with the ability to digest the ends, you know, have the lactic acid or the lactose.
Lactose sugar, yeah.
Yeah, and digest that, but then somewhere between the ages of 2 and 5, we sort of lose that ability, and they say these undigested sugars end up in the colon, begin to ferment, produce gas, cause cramping, bloating, nausea, flatulence, and diarrhea. I mean, it's like they're talking
You know, thinking of a fun time.
Yeah, to me, it sounds like something right out of your lecture series. You know, they say that actually people that still have the ability to digest the lactase later in life is sort of abnormal in its own right.
Yeah, it's not common, that's for sure.
They say less than 40% of the people in the world retain the ability to digest lactose after childhood. The numbers are often given as close as 0% of Native Americans, 5% of Asians, 25% of African and Caribbean peoples, 50% of Mediterranean peoples, and 90% of Northern Europeans. They say Sweden has one of the world's highest percentages of lactose-tolerant people. And this was all put together by the University College in London, and they say that they actually show that they were able to track it down using a computer model and figured out that this mutation actually appeared about 7,500 years ago in dairy farmers who lived in the region between Central Balkans and Central Europe. They say that they are now they're known as what is called the funnel beaker culture. And they say the highest portion of people that has the lactase persistence live in Northwest Europe, the Netherlands, Ireland, and Scandinavia. Now, another one that I hear you talk about quite a bit, because it seems to come up on the show on a regular basis, and that is that celiac disease. Now, they call it an autoimmune disease, but it basically is, they say it's the body overreacting to the gluten protein found in wheat, rye, and barley.
Yeah, it's actually not an autoimmune disease. It basically, what it is, instead of being a bubble baby kind of thing, it is a contact. I wouldn't even call it an allergy. It's a contact irritation. It's kind of like when people wear jewelry that have a lot of nickel in it, and they get all red and itchy and blistery around the nickel. It's a contact sensitivity to something. And in this case, it's a contact sensitivity to gliadins, which are the proteins out of wheat, gluten, barley, rye, and oats.
I knew you would know, since they like you've often mentioned on this show, when they don't really know what causes something, it's autoimmune disease.
It's autoimmune and our genetic.
Yeah, I was surprised to see that according to this news article, they say that as many as one in every 133 people most likely have this.
And well, actually, I would say in the United States, it's diagnosed as one out of 133, but they say there's probably 30% more, you know, like one out of 30 that haven't in being diagnosed.
Yeah, it may be even higher in this country as well.
And basically what I see, Doug, is that when somebody has, especially they got eczema, dermatitis, if they've got psoriasis, asthma, they've got low thyroid, very, very low naturally, they got very low cholesterol. You know, their cholesterol is running 90, and they're not taking any drugs, and they're eating like 18 eggs a day. That means they don't absorb And the odds are they have celiac disease or irritable bowel syndrome or inflammatory bowel syndrome or ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease. Those are all the same disease, just different degrees of severity. And to solve the problem, in addition to taking a good supplement program appropriate for the problem, they got to get off of wheat, gluten, barley, rye, and oats. Thank you for bringing that one up. It's just too common, not to mention almost every day. Thank you, Doug. We'll be back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie, more truth, justice, and the longevity way after these messages.
You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network with your host, Dr. Joel Wallach. If you'd like to talk to Dr. Wallach, call us on the priority line at 831-685-1080 or our new toll-free priority line at 888-802-1415. It's 6 a.m., time to get up and face the day. What's that? You slept for 8 hours, but it feels like you only got two?
Need coffee.
Do you find yourself drinking a pot of coffee before getting to work because you just can't seem to wake up?
Where's the filters?
Is your idea of breakfast some donuts and even more coffee to wash it down?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Sounds like what you need to boost your energy levels is the Pig Pack from Longevity. Each pack contains 2 bottles of Majestic Earth plant-derived minerals, 2 bottles of Ultimate Tangy Tangerine, 1 bottle of EFAs, and 1 bottle of Ultimate Glucose Gel. You can feed your body every nutrient it needs for about $4.50 a day. And that's not sugarcoating it. Why wake up dragging your feet? Feel better at both ends of the day with Longevity. To order, call your local Longevity distributor today.
The drive is made to the basket. A high arcing shot. Theo Ratliff is going up. The shot is blocked. Here they come now. Theo running the lane. Pass goes to Theo Ratliff. Got a slam dunk. He blocked the shot on one end and ran the court to slam dunk on the other end. An amazing play by Theo Ratliff.
2001 NBA All-Star and 2-time shot-blocking champion Theo Ratliff stays energized with Rebound FX from Longevity. Rebound FX is more than just another sports drink. With a balance of antioxidants, natural herbs, and important minerals, Rebound FX replaces the soup of minerals and electrolytes you sweat out while working or playing. Whether you're a pro athlete or just trying to keep up with the rat race, Longevity's Rebound FX will boost your energy and stamina while infusing your system with nutrients. Call your local Longevity representative and order Rebound FX today, and you'll discover why NBA star Theo Ratliff endorses this product.
If you're interested in Longevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244 right now and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
We're back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Longevity. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free at 1-888-379-2552. Again, that's toll-free, 1-888-379-2552. And if you have low thyroid problems, you want to do something naturally, contact your Longevity associate and ask them about Ocean's Gold, a collection of sea vegetables, which actually collect weird trace minerals out of the seawater. And just your thyroid gland loves that stuff. So if you want to support and promote a healthy thyroid gland function, healthy thyroid gland metabolism, contact your Longevity associate and ask them about Ocean's Gold. Okay, get that book, Hell's Kitchen. It talks to you about all that stuff. Okay, let's see here. Doug, let's go to callers.
Let's go to Tulsa, Oklahoma, and Ann, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Hello, Ann, you're on the air.
Hi, Dr. Wallach. Bear with me. I have kind of a laundry list here of problems. First of all, we live most of the time in a tropical third world country. I'm having a lot of bone and joint pain.
Okay.
I had my thyroid removed in 1975 and was put on synthetic 125 milligrams.
Why did you have your thyroid removed?
Pardon me?
Why did you have your thyroid removed?
It was hypo, I think it was.
Okay.
Growth
All
on
right.
It. And then 2 months ago, I started taking Westroid, which is a natural thyroid replacement.
Okay.
And then I was on Prempro. That is a hormone replacement.
Yeah, HRT. Mm-hmm.
And I loved it. I was doing great on it. But I stopped taking that and started a natural hormone replacement called Ortho-B. Since stopping the Prempro, my bone and joint problem worsened quite a bit, almost incapacitating. On top of that, my cholesterol is 300. I have kidney stones. I have a continuous low-grade bladder problem, infection, and frequent yeast infections. Mm-hmm. I've had glaucoma surgery. My main problem right now is the pain.
Okay, what about hypertension? High blood
hypertension.
Pressure?
No, my blood pressure is low.
Okay.
Now, I'm already on your classic minerals, glucogel, ESA, selenium. I'm also on whey, a probiotic, and a vitamin D3.
Okay.
I started these about 2 months ago.
Okay. Let's see here. All right. Yeah. Let me ask you a couple more questions here. Have you ever had eczema or dermatitis or psoriasis or asthma or chronic lung problems of any kind?
No, because I live in third world country, I had a lot of mold, so I had kind of something in my lungs for a while, but it was not a major problem.
Sure, okay. All right, what do you weigh?
I weigh 160.
And how tall are you?
12 pounds in 2 months.
How tall are you?
5'4.5".
Okay. Yeah, you may have an underlying problem here. Many of the things you have here, the weight gain may be due to some piece of the medication, but it could also be from thyroid problems. It could be from kidney stones or definitely from osteoporosis. Kidney stones are caused by not enough minerals. Doctors will tell you it's too much calcium. Don't supplement with calcium. You should fire those doctors immediately on the spot. Glaucoma is high blood pressure in the eye. So let's elevated blood cholesterol goes along with thyroid problems, diabetes. Do you have any blood sugar problems, diabetes, low blood sugar?
I was gestational diabetic when I was pregnant.
Okay, so you had diabetes when you're pregnant, but not now. What happens when you miss a meal?
Pardon me?
What? Okay, we'll have to come to this. Hang on, we'll be back with you after these messages.
If you're interested in longevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244 right now and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good, you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity.
Calcium. You hear about it every day. It's a mineral the body absorbs to maintain strong and healthy bones. Unfortunately, too many people believe that you can get all the calcium you need by taking pills comprised mainly of ground-up oyster shells. Youngevity steps up with their fantastic line of Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal mineral products like OsteoFX. Each ounce of the great-tasting, highly absorbable OsteoFX contains more than 100% of the recommended daily value of calcium. Plus, with the vitamin and mineral cofactor suspended in the liquid, you'll be giving your body everything it needs to absorb and store one of the most important minerals for bone and joint health, calcium. And at $36.50 a bottle wholesale, you'll keep your bones strong without breaking your bank account. Give your body what it needs to maintain proper bone density. Calcium with OsteoFX from Youngevity. To order, call your Youngevity distributor.
And don't forget to ask how you can become a wholesale buyer for free.
This is the ZBS Radio Network. Network.
Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. And if you want to live to be 100 or beyond, if you want to live to be 120, 140 chronologically, well, being biologically 30, 40, 50, 60, contact your Youngevity associate and ask for that new book by Dr. Milan and myself, Immortality. What we did was look at the top 20 countries and cultures, according to the United Nations, when it comes to longevity. They have five generations living in the same household, average age of 90. Our average lifespan is 72 to 75. They have 20 to 50 times 100-year-olds we do. They have 100-year-old per 250, 100-year-old per 350. We have 100-year-old per 10,000. So they're doing something right. You get all this information. We've picked out all their common threads between these cultures. Put them in the book, Immortality. Contact your Youngevity associate and ask them about immortality. Okay, Doug, we're going right back to Oklahoma and Ann. We ended up here. I was asking you about your blood sugar. What happens if you miss a meal? Do you get sleepy or aggravated or what?
No, but I can tell when I have sugar.
Okay, what happens when you have sugar?
Well, I can tell then that, you know, I get the floaters in my eyes and
okay, so
kind of a high.
Something
and,
physiologically changes when you eat sugar that you can recognize.
I have a high and then a low.
Yeah, okay. Very good. I got it. Okay. Well, here's what I want you to do. I want you to change your diet so that you're going to give up all carbonated drinks, even the diet ones. If you've already done this, this is fine, but I'm saying this also for our greater listening audience. Absolutely no carbonated drinks. That includes the diet drinks and things that are not even drinks, you know, like club soda and Perrier water and Pellegrino water. Absolutely no carbonated drinks whatsoever and no sugar. It means no sugar, no juices, no fruit, no sauces, no candy. I mean, nothing with sugar in it. Then I want you to give up all wheat, gluten, barley, rye, and oats. I want you to go on a gluten-free diet. That means no cereals, no kashi, no granola, no Pop-Tarts, no Pillsbury Toaster strudel, no pancakes, no waffles, absolutely no spaghetti, no pasta, no breads, no muffins, no buns, no crackers, no cookies, no croutons. I mean, no wheat, gluten, barley, rye, or oats. That would include beer and distilled liquors and so forth. No wheat, gluten, barley, rye, and oats. So because of the thyroid problems, I also want you to give up cruciferous vegetables. That means no cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, and absolutely no kale because they all produce sulforaphanes, which are sulfur-containing compounds that actually inhibit not only the thyroid gland but thyroid-dependent reactions in the body. I want you to give up also processed meats. That would include deli slices, There's nothing wrong with sliced turkey and beef, but it can't come from a deli where it's prepackaged because they put nitrates and nitrites in it for preservatives. No sausage, ham, bacon, bologna, salami, pastrami, pepperoni, jerky, or corned beef because they all have nitrates and nitrites in them. You've got to stay away from that. They do subdue thyroid and also subdue thyroid-dependent reactions. And then from a supplement standpoint, I want you to take, and this goes by body weight, so at 160 pounds, I want you to take 3 tablespoons a day. That's a tablespoon at breakfast, a tablespoon at lunch, a tablespoon at dinner of the Ultra Body Toddy. It has 130 nutrients in it. That'll be a quart and a half of the Ultra Body Toddy per month. I want you to take 3 tablespoons a day, a tablespoon at breakfast, a tablespoon at lunch, a tablespoon at dinner of the Osteo FX Plus. This is a liquid mineral multiple that focuses on calcium and strontium and sulfur and all kinds of other wonderful stuff, including silica and magnesium, et cetera, et cetera. So that'll require a quart and a half a month of the OsteoFX Plus. The glucogel, I want you to get 2 240-count bottles of glucogel, at least for, say, 90 to 120 days, 3 to 4 months. In the beginning, I want you to take 5 glucogel capsules 3 times a day, 5 at breakfast, 5 at lunch, 5 at dinner. That's going to support and promote healthy maintenance, repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, bone matrix, and bone itself. Then I want you to, Ocean's Gold. I want you to take 2 of those tablets 3 times a day. So you'll go through a bottle and a half of the Ocean's Gold per month. That's a tablet at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The EFAs, that's 180 capsules per month. I want you to take 3 at breakfast, 3 at dinner. That'll cover everything you need there. Oh, throw in the Sweeties, 2 of those twice a day, Sweeties, to help you support and promote healthy blood sugar.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity. If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244 right now and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
We're back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free at 1-888-379-2552. Again, that's toll-free. 1-888-379-2552. And if you need to lose that 10, 25, 50, 75, 100 pounds or more, contact your Youngevity associate and ask them about True Chocolate. True Chocolate is the pinnacle of our 11 different weight loss programs. I love to use that regardless of which ones you choose to use. Meal replacers, shakes, bars, satiation proteins, all that kind of stuff. Throw in True Chocolate for good measure. Not only do you get an acceleration of your metabolism in a very gentle way, you don't even know it's happening, but below your radar, it'll increase your metabolism so you burn more calories, dampen your appetite, but also It has 3,040 OREC points per piece. I mean, this is one of the things you need to maintain your youth and to fend off free radicals. The more OREC points you take in, the better off you are. And True Chocolate has 3,040 OREC points per piece. Wow, contact your Youngevity associate and ask them about True Chocolate. Okay, Doug, let's go to callers.
Let's head to Louisville, Kentucky, and Keith, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Hello, Keith, you're on the air.
Hello, Dr. Wallach. This is Pharmacist Keith. I'm a Youngevity representative.
Okay, I know who you're talking about here. Yeah, you're associated with the Frager.
Dr. Frager, there you go.
How can I help you, sir?
Sure, I have a 67-year-old mother-in-law. She weighs 95 pounds dripping wet. She's probably about 5'6 in height. Has cardiomyopathy, osteoarthritis, 15-year survivor of a quad bypass, 30-year survivor of uterine cancer. She bruises extremely easy.
Well, she's on Cardinal. Warfarin?
She does not. She's not on warfarin.
Is she on aspirin?
She is on an aspirin a day. Mm-hmm. She's allergic to cashews. I'm getting her started on the Mighty 90.
Okay.
Osteolectin Plus. My question is, the EFAs, because I know EFAs can sometimes cause bruising and thinning in the blood.
Okay, well, that's always sort of a theoretical concern, but it's never been reported. It's a theoretical concern, but it's never been reported. And so the main thing is, as long as her PT, her prothrombin time, her blood clotting time, is in the normal range, and she's getting these bruises on her arms, I would actually give her a half an aspirin or a quarter of an aspirin. I wouldn't give her the dose she's getting, because if you can see bruising and bleeding under her skin, that's happening on the inside also. And unfortunately, one morning, these people don't wake up. About 35,000 Americans bleed to death internally each year who are on aspirin for blood thinning, quote-unquote, right? And you and I both know they really don't get thin blood. It just extends their clotting time so that they have a reduced risk of blood clots. Well, the helpful way to do that is with the EFAs, and at her body weight, I'd have her take two twice a day of her EFAs, two at breakfast, two at dinner. I actually sued the FDA and won to be able to say that you should supplement with, and you can supplement with, the omega-3s, because they will reduce your risk significantly of thrombosis, deep vein thrombosis, coronary thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, thrombosis type strokes. And so when you see this on labels and literature of various products throughout the United States where they contain omega-3s, I'm the guy who sued the FDA so they can say that on the label. So I'm very familiar with all this. It's just no doubt about it. And so I just have to scratch my head. Everybody's worried about the omega-3s causing a problem. When there they are with all those bruising under their arms or under their skin on their arms, you should cut the aspirin in half, and if after a month she's still got those bruising, I'd cut it down in half again, which would be a quarter. But don't be afraid of the EFAs, because although that's a theoretical concern, because they prevent abnormal thrombosis and blood clotting, they don't cause bleeding. There's never been in a real clinical case where anybody has shown cause of death, a blood clot, because they were taking EFA. It just doesn't happen.
EFA or EFA plus?
Oh, EFAs are omega-3s, the same percentage. It's 78% omega-3s from a combination of flaxseed oil, borage oil, and there's a little bit of fish oil in there for DHAs and EPAs, which are the neurotransmitter raw materials for the brain, and also to, just give maximum support for healthy clotting times. The EFA pluses are primarily fish oils from cold water fish, and so it just depends. So what I do is I hedge my bet. I take three of the EFAs twice a day. I take three EFA pluses twice a day. I take three of the Smart FX, which is almost entirely fish oils that have been concentrated for the DHAs and the EPAs. I take three of those twice a day. So I'm getting 18,000 milligrams a day. I'm getting 18 grams a day of these omega-3s from different sources to hedge my bet. And, I've been doing this for 20 years, and I don't have a single bruise or blood spot anywhere in my body. And I get what should I say, jostled around quite a bit because I always load and unload trucks, and I'm getting cases of books and cases of minerals and stuff like that dropped in my arms from the bed of a truck that's probably 3 foot higher than I am, and I never get a bruise. And so I just don't worry about it, and you could take her choice if, especially a little gal like that, she may choose the Smart FX because they're just little half the size, or half the size of the EFAs and the EFA pluses, which are bigger soft gel capsules. And so she could use any one or all three. Again, based on her body weight, if she's going to use all three, I'd give her one of each twice a day. If she's going to use two of them, I'd give her one of each twice a day. And if she's going to only use one, I'd give her two, whichever one she chooses twice a day, along with the rest of the Mighty 90. And the main thing is, she's a young woman, 67 years of age. If she does everything right and she avoids fried foods, and I know you live in Kentucky, but if she avoids fried foods and she avoids sugar and avoids margarine and all that kind of stuff, there's no reason why she can't live well beyond 100. Wouldn't hurt to get her for a birthday present or a holiday Christmas present or whatever. I'd get her one of those books, Immortality, let her get excited about living to be beyond 100. She's a young woman. Middle age doesn't start until 80. That help you out? Okay, pharmacist Keith, good to talk to you, and look forward to hopefully you'll get to our big hoo-ha there in Fort Wayne, Indiana this next month. We're going to have a big three-day event. We're going to have a big three-day event. We'll have people from 15 states and four countries, and hopefully you'll have time to get up there for at least one day.
All righty.
Okay, my friend, thank you so much. I always appreciate when a professional person like yourself gets involved, and we do have quite a few pharmacists, actually, who have their customer base and their friends and associates and neighbors and relatives use our products. We appreciate you and appreciate all your efforts. Okay, Doug, let's go to callers.
Let's head to Salins Grove, Pennsylvania, and Fred, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Well, Fred, you're on the air.
Hi, Doc. Hey. It's Medicine Man Fred.
Yes, how you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
Okay, sir. How can I help you?
Well, I have, he's 44, he's about 5'8", weighs around 175 to 180 pounds, and he's got thyroid cancer, and they are scheduled to take it out tomorrow.
Okay.
And he said, if I can get some information, he said he'll postpone that.
Okay. Well, anytime somebody has cancer, they got to make decisions on their own because I can't legally give them any statistics or anything like that when it comes to cancer. And so basically what I would do, we actually have a book called Live Foods, Live Bodies, which was written by Jay Cordish, the legendary juice man. We have a two-CD set called The Juice Cures, and he talks about juicing as a way of supporting somebody's immune system, supporting and promoting a healthy and vigorous immune system when they're fighting many chronic diseases, including cancer. Hang on, because I'm going to give you some more information after these messages.
You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network with your host, Dr. Joel Wallach.
Hi, Judy DeVilbiss here. Think about tropical sun, tropical wind, tropical breeze. Think about the things that grow very easily there and how good they are. One of those things would be the noni. The noni fruit is just so good for so many things. Now, maybe you can't get to the tropics, and maybe you can't get out underneath the old palm tree. But what you can do is you can call your longevity distributor, and you can actually get some wonderful things called noni goose juice. It's wonderful. It's a great immune system builder. It's good for so many things. Think Noni Goose Juice and give us a call. Do it now. because we want you to be a happy camper and think you're on the tropical beach in the nice tropical breeze.
For more information on this product or others you've heard about on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program, call your local Longevity associate today. And don't forget to ask about home-based business opportunities.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled D-O-C, dot K-S-C-O, dot com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
If you're interested in Longevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. 44. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
We're back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Longevity. And if you want to live to be well beyond 100, 100, 120, 140, chronologically, but yet be biologically 30, 40, 50, 60, contact your Longevity associate and ask for Dr. Milan's my new book out, Immortality. We collected the common threads between 20 cultures whom the UN says, the World Health Organization says, are the longest-lived cultures on Earth. Five generations of the same household, average age 90. They have 20 times to 50 times 100-year-olds we do. They're doing something right. Get a hold of that book, Immortality, and learn their common secrets. Okay, Doug, we're going right back to Pennsylvania and Medicine Man Fred. And let's see here. Again, whether he chooses to do the surgery or not, there's certain things that he's going to want to do. One of which is to really support the immune system, which is going to be anybody's best friend when they have any chronic degenerative disease, including cancer. So regardless whether they choose to go it alone and do everything natural, or if they choose to combine both the natural and the stuff that medical doctors do, I would, again, get a hold of that book, Live Foods, Live Bodies, and the CD set, Juice Cures, and that will actually give him information so he can make some decisions. Then, from a supplement standpoint, from somebody who weighs 180 pounds, a basic supplement to support and promote a healthy and vigorous immune system would be something like the liquid multiple, Ultra Body Toddy. I'd give them 2 ounces a day, an ounce at breakfast, an ounce at dinner. Now is no time to be stingy. If you want to support the immune system when you have a serious disease, you got to kind of pull out the stops here. And I would give him an ounce twice a day, ounce at breakfast, ounce at dinner. The plant minerals, I'd give him an ounce twice a day, an ounce at breakfast, an ounce at dinner. That's a 77 certified organic colloidal plant minerals, a liquid. I would give him an ounce twice a day of the Osteo FX Plus, very important here. I would also give him the EFAs. I'd give him 9 EFAs a day. That's a bottle and a half a month of the 180-count EFAs, the omega-3s, 6s, and 9s, the proper ratio. Amongst the many things they do, including support healthy blood clotting mechanisms, they also support a healthy immune system, healthy blood sugar levels, and so on. And so you want to get that into him. And then also I'd give him several antioxidants. One of my favorites, of course, is selenium. I'd have him take six of those Ultima selenium capsules a day, two at breakfast, two at lunch, two at dinner, or three at breakfast, three at dinner, whatever's more convenient. I would give him as many antioxidants as he can afford. If he likes capsules, he could use the OPCT, which I take six a day of those. The Beyond Juice, I take six each a day of the Veggie FX and the Fruit FX. So I love those. And then, of course, we have the Trion. If he likes coffee, Trion is primarily, it's an herbal mix with the primary herb being yerba mate. It tastes like a really good high-end espresso, but it has 15,000 auric points per cup. So if he has two cups a day, that's going to give him 30,000 auric points. And one of the things these long-lived cultures have is 20,000 to 25,000 auric points a day, and the average American takes in 1,500. So they have anywhere from 15 to 20 times the auric points we do. So when somebody has some serious disease, they need to get their auric points up. The Trion with yerba mate in it is a great way, fun way to do that. Then we have some liquids, if he prefers those. We've got the EQ Factor, which has resveratrol and coenzyme Q10 added to some great seaweed and mosses and things called EQ Factor. Then we have another one called Phenomenal. If you like pomegranate juice and blueberries, I love that. My grandkids love that one, Phenomenal. It's a concentrate. Put 1 ounce of the Phenomenal in 8 ounces of water. And then Cocogivity, if he likes chocolate, I'd go for the Cocogivity, 3,000 auric points per ounce, and he could have 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 or 8 or 10 ounces a day. However, put it in a smoothie, a shake. He can have it on cottage cheese. He can have it. I like to put it on a scoop of vanilla ice cream in the evening once in a while. Not always, but once in a while. So there's many fun ways you can use that Cocogivity. So at any rate, give me a call. Let me know what this guy's decision is or if he has any more questions. No fried foods, obviously. No fried foods. No processed meats and no cruciferous vegetables. Okay, thank you, everybody. Great questions, great testimonies. Thank you so much, Doug and Billy, sitting in today. God bless each and every one of you. God bless our troops, and God bless America.
Dead Doctors Don't Lie, the talk radio program, is a copyrighted production of the ZBS Radio Network. Broadcast of all or part of this program by any station without a valid license from ZBS Radio Associates will result in civil liability for and criminal prosecution of that station under applicable United States federal copyright laws. Broadcast licenses may be obtained by calling the ZBS Radio Network at 831-477-1999.